Dreamscape presents Cold Kisser by Edgar J. Hyde, narrated by J.S. Arquin. Chapter 1. A Ventriloquist. Tommy MacDonald was what his classmates called ordinary. He didn't hang out with the tough guys, and he didn't have girls lining up to ask him out on dates. "I'm only 14. There's plenty of time for all that," he'd reply, when being teased by boys like George Borden. George was only 14, too, but he had kissed 5 girls, at least. Anyway, that's what he said. "You got any witnesses to those kisses, George?" Tommy would say.
"Witnesses? I prefer to kiss girls in private, not for a bunch of people to stand and cheer."
"Well, how do I know you're not making it all up?"
"Just ask Lisa, or Lindsay, or Jane. Should I go on?"
"Okay, okay," Tommy would reply, knowing full well that he'd never ask Lisa, Lindsay, or any other girl if she'd been kissed by George.
Tommy was feeling left out, and George's confidence with girls made him feel childish by comparison. Tommy was dreading this year's prom. This would be the big event for all those in Tommy's grade to celebrate, if that's the right word, completing the first year at the intimidating Moorbourne High School. Being a quiet type, Tommy had left all the mischief to the other boys in his class. He'd watched with little interest as they fought with each other and tried to impress, or even kiss, the girls. Some of his classmates seemed to think the point of school was to do your best not to be taught anything at all, and to disrupt the class so that no one else could learn either. Tommy preferred to work hard, even do his homework and pass tests. The other boys often wondered what was wrong with him. Luckily for Tommy, he was nearly 6 feet tall, despite only being 14. On the few occasions any of the tough guys, like Ronnie Ryan, picked a fight with him, Tommy would fight back. Even though he lost a few fights, the Ronnie Ryans of the school eventually decided it was more trouble than it was worth to pick on Tommy. Tommy wasn't the smartest in his class. He had to work hard for his grades. But he did work hard. He wanted to be a reporter for a big newspaper when he left school and knew he needed qualifications. Fighting, teasing girls, detentions, these were for the clowns like Ronnie Ryan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?